Decisions. When I make a decision based on the knowledge that my prayers are answered before I ask, and that the Christ, the Son of the living God, is my true identity, and that there is only one power which is good, it will always be the right decision. When I make a decision with a conscious recognition that the Christ is living me, that Christ automatically causes that decision to be a good one. It is not a matter of whether I make this or that decision, but rather a matter of what is in my consciousness when I make the decision. If I am conscious that of myself I can do nothing, but that the Christ which is living me can do all things, then all things will be done by that Christ, which can only do that which is good. This Christ is not subject to the laws and limitations of my humanity, which thinks it is separated from God and is responsible to make the right decision in order to experience good, when in truth, it is incapable of making the right choices. This Christ can walk on water, turn water into wine, replace a severed body part, and bring whatever is needed into the realm of the visible when it is needed, whether it be gold for taxes, food for the hungry, healing for the sick, or even life to a corrupted body. I must recognize and accept this Christ as my true identity before I can experience the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven. Until this Christ identity is a reality to me, I will never do the works that Jesus did and greater works, because the man Jesus couldn't do those works either. It was the same Christ in him, he called this Christ Father, which is in us that did the works. In John 17, Jesus prayed that we would also become conscious of the fact that this same Father, our Christ, is in us as we are in him. When this prayer for my consciousness of my oneness with the Father, with the Christ in me, is answered in my life, then without fear I can make decisions without hesitation. For now I will not be dependent upon human reason and logic to make those decisions. I will know that the government of my life is upon the shoulder of the Christ in me, and that every decision is working for my good. I can now, for the first time, both understand and abide by the words of James. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I will understand why I must make my decisions with confidence and without hesitation. If I should waver when I make those decisions, I cannot expect to receive anything of the Lord. Whatever I receive will come from my own efforts, sweat of thy face, and will be what Paul calls wood, hay, stubble, and destined to be burned. These may sound like harsh words, but they are the words which can free us from the bondage of our human thought-taking minds into the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. I confess that I have never personally lived in that liberty which is the heritage of every son of God. And of course, every individual is his son, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. My performance-based religious mentality, which comes from living under the law, has led me into acute distress over the simplest decision. I've continually wavered and experienced the results of that wavering. But as I am becoming increasingly aware of my Christ identity and renewing my mind to these truths that this Christ is revealing to me, I am ceasing to live under the law, always attempting to please both God and man by my performance, but never succeeding, and beginning to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.